Welcome back. John Bishop, Michael Sevier with you today. Tomorrow we'll be at the ballpark ahead of Creighton and Nebraska. Did we give away all those tickets?
Yes.
They gone? Nice.
Yes.
Nice. Awesome.
Well, I hope. You know,
what's the weather going to be like, John?
I hope. Well, unfortunately, there's a chance of severe weather. I didn't want to say that, but
oh my goodness.
You asked.
You know when they say 100% chance of rain, it always makes me laugh. I don't know why.
Wait, is it 100% chance?
It's not, but I just like saying that. It is in 81 is the highest chance of rain tomorrow. Let's do the hourly and see what it says.
Well, that doesn't stop people from going before. I mean, go to the ballpark. I would love for once for this game to have the attendance that even approaches what it used to be.
Yeah, look, it looks like right now, John, it looks like the rain will stop after 6 o'clock. It says 7 o'clock, partly sunny, 8 o'clock, sunny, moon comes out at 9.
There you go. We're good. We're good to go.
At 4 o'clock, 89% chance of rain, and then it just starts dropping from there.
Cool.
Go to the game, get a dog, see if you can eat it faster than a minute, 27 seconds.
I wouldn't do that with the dogs there because...
They're big dogs.
They
quarter pounders.
Jumbo dogs.
They're big dogs. They're also expensive.
I love the pounders, jumbo dogs.
Yeah, you don't want to do
also,
that.
Ballpark dogs are for savoring. They're not for...
That
gobbling.
Was my point. Yeah. Yes. You use the cheap stuff for eating contests.
That's funny.
That you don't want to be doing anything else. I did not mean to bring that up, but I did mean to bring...
What'd you bring up?
No, I was replaying the poll.
John, we can't show that here.
But we might have a different look in the NFL next year.
Oh? Oh, no. Did the Fanatics get after the NFL, too?
No, but the Guardian caps...
Oh, yeah.
Guardian caps be a thing. Now... If you're wondering, what is a guardian cap?
What's a guardian cap?
You have probably seen, you've watched any NFL training camp video.
Or college
practice video.
Years.
College as well. They wear these giant
cushions,
foam cushions. Mm-hmm. And they're textured. They almost look like they're, like the thing. You know, the thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
Ben Grimm.
Yeah.
Nice.
But these are now going to be legal.
It's like they're compartments, so it helps with the cushioning because it can defray the force.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
But these are now, it's not mandatory.
No, you have the choice.
But you have the choice if you want to use them to have them. Now, I assume that when they make these, that they'll be dolled up to have the logos and everything
color
else.
Team colors.
Color of the team
maybe
helmet.
Some sponsors. Throw some sponsors on
the offensive linemen should wear it. That's who it always should
agree.
Have been. It should have always been the offensive linemen. And for practice, for years now in college, they've been doing it with the offensive linemen. Mm-hmm. They're the ones that have the, what do they always say, 25 to 35 car crashes a game.
Yep.
So they're the ones that are constantly butting their heads and hitting their heads. So
because it's not always the big blow up hits, it's the repeated.
Yeah.
Boom, boom,
right,
boom,
right.
30, 40, 50 times a game.
That's who you wear.
You know what this reminds me of? You remember Mark Kelso?
Yeah, sure.
Former safety of the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, concussion problems.
30 years ago, during the Bills Super Bowl runs, Mark Kelso was a safety for Buffalo. He had concussion issues.
Yep.
He would wear an extra layer over his helmet that was all dolled up in the Bills colors.
Right.
And it was done so well that if you watched it from a distance, it didn't really show up, but then you'd get closer and it'd be like, why is his helmet so much bigger than anyone else's?
He looked like Marvin.
He looked like Marvin,
like
the Martian,
Marvin the Martian,
which is what the nickname he was given on his team.
Yeah, that's what he looked like.
But he was the trendsetter. He did this 30 years ago. And it worked for him.
I know people are going to rip it and everything else. I this is what I always say to everybody when we talk about any of this stuff. I want to see football continue. Whatever it takes for football to continue, I'm pretty okay with it. Because I know that it doesn't take a whole lot for all of a sudden, whether it's lawsuits or kids not playing anymore because their parents will let them play. I want to see the game continue. So whatever you need to do to make the game continue, I'm okay with.
Is there a line, though, that can be crossed?
I don't know what it is. Obviously, I don't want touch football. I don't want flags. I don't want – did you ever see Starship Troopers? Yeah. I don't want to see, like, people flying through the air.
She did get
playing
naked
a
in
sport.
That.
Everybody was naked in that shower scene. I don't want to see that. But if they want to take away the drop hip tackle, as long as it's not with the roll, if you take yourself off the ground to roll over, which is going to hurt a lot of guys – if they want to take that away, I'm fine with it because it's something that can really damage the game. if somebody wants to wear this thing on their head, it looks silly. But you know, if it's going to keep the game being played, I don't.
Well, when you compare what they wear today with what they wore in the 1930s, it looks silly.
Well, the leather helmet. You know.
Well, but I'm just saying the padding and everything.
Yeah, everything's different. Yeah. Marilyn Motley had so many pads on. You watch that guy play.
Yeah.
Just helmet was huge. Shoulder pads were huge. Big hip pad. Remember high hip pads? He wore everything. And he was already a giant guy.
Honestly, that's what they should go back to are the big pads from the 90s.
They did protect you. Yep. They did protect you back in the day.
And the guys who aren't wearing their knee pads and
thigh pads.
And thigh pads.
The thigh pads. They'd be faster. Like, I don't want to get in my thigh, dude. That's not worth it.
I mean, those should be mandatory.
They should be. Yeah. Well, now it's mandatory in college for your pants to go past your knee. If your pants is above your knee, they can put you out the game and have you go back to the sideline.
Well,
so you have to do that. But other than that, pretty much anything else is fine.
No, I would not be surprised if those guardian caps are mandatory for at least the linemen within the next 3 years.
I wouldn't be shocked either. No, and I always said that I thought in the next 5 years, going back a few years, that the kickoff would be dramatically different, if not gone.
And it is.
I thought that was going to be the case. And I thought they would do other things to just tweak the game for excitement's sake. And they're kind of moving towards that with the kickoff, making that more exciting. They've done so many things to the defense and listed and restricted the defense that you're going to get more offense. And the perfect example is that is a draft. Look what was going. You got to throw the ball. You got to catch the ball. You got to block for the guy throwing the ball at the person to catch the ball.
Yeah.
That's what we saw. It was all of that. We didn't get a running back until the middle of the second round. Didn't get linebackers till later than that. I mean, this is what the game is now. It's an offensive game.
It's an incredible change. And for defenses, good luck.
And next year's going to be a completely different draft because next year you won't have the COVID people. So you're not going to have the extra older people. You'll have some people who are probably coming out early because they'll have the ability to go early in the first round. I think it'll be a completely different draft. You won't have the star power at the top, but it'll be a deeper draft.
Well, congrats to the Pac-12 in their swan song. They ended up with, the second most draft picks?
Yeah.
Second most draft picks. Congrats, Pac-12.
And look at all the sports across the board. I mean, they were contending late, you know. Even when you got into the basketball tournament early on, you're like, ooh, Pac-12's playing well. But, now it's gone. It's kind of sad.
It is sad.
Will they eventually change the name of the new Mountain West thing to, like, the Pac-West or something? What are they going to call that?
I don't know. Because they've lost their voting privileges.
I know, yeah.
So, does the Pac-12 name even mean, does the Pac name even mean anything anymore?
I don't know.
Other than nostalgia.
You have the Big Four, and you have the now G7, or is it 6?
No, it's still G5.
Well, I mean, it should be 6 now.
Well, we didn't add a conference.
Right. I guess so.
We didn't add any conferences.
Right, we've only
lost a conference.
Right, you lost the conference.
So it's
still
G5.
They're going to still call it G5? Okay.
For now. Hmm. Coming up.
I was thinking college basketball.
Oh, well, in college basketball, you have a Power 6.
Yeah, Power 6, yeah.
Well, but it'll be back to a Power 5.
Yeah.
There's no more pack.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up, we do have some content, including a prediction as to where Nebraska's games will end up on TV. And for those people who are so short-sighted that they gave up on their Peacock subscriptions, you might want to rethink it.
One button to go back. It's one button. I'm going to save $35.
But Michael,
$35 I'll save.
You can watch all the extra stuff from the Kentucky Derby on Peacock.
I don't need that. I don't even watch. I listen. I have a app that listens on the radio. I like the radio call. I'm a radio call guy.
For the Derby?
It's
only a 2-minute race.
Fastest 2 minutes in sports, but I love the call on the radio.
2 minutes is a very long time for some of us.
Hello. Last year,
That would have been a good race. You and the hot dog versus the winner of the Kentucky Derby.
That's a good idea. Yeah,
we could still do that. We have my time already.
Last 2 years, I've got the winner, and I was at a Derby party last year, hosting an event, a fundraiser, and had my whole Derby suit on, and was telling everybody in there.
Did you have the big hat with the feathers in the?
My wife had a fascinator. They call those fascinators.
A fascinator.
A fascinator. It's not a hat. It's a fascinator. She had a fascinator on. I had a Derby suit on. I'll show you a picture of it.
Ooh, that could be a fun prop for predictions. Which horse finishes closer to my hot dog time?
Well, they're all going to go.
Well, they're all going to go fat. Well, actually, what is the average Derby time? Well, it's 2 minutes.
Yeah. Like 157 or something like that?
Yeah.
So what you're saying is I'm faster than a Kentucky Derby horse.
I wouldn't go that far.
I mean, depends on who you're with.
I wouldn't go that far.
Nice.
That and more as we continue next, 1620 The Zone.